at beating Winnipeg this season, and if they can get it done, they'll avoid a season sweep by the Jets and put them into a tough spot for playoff contention. The Jets, though confident against the Blackhawks, will also be desperate. For the Blackhawks, another A-plus performance is required here tonight in Winnipeg. Down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck between Lowry and Taves, and this one's underway. Behind the Jets net to Taves. Taves had it chopped away by Lowry, and a thunderous hit there by Panik on Lowry into the near corner glass of the Jet zone. Kane in over the Jets line, right circle, Panik in front, shoots, he just missed the net, and the puck ricochets off the end boards to Kane. He got a second shot, it hit the side of the post. Jets come to full strength, Hossa from the slot, shoots, and a nice blocker save made by Hellebuck. Loose puck in front, Kane shoots, and Hellebuck down with a big butterfly save, and then Kane follows up with a shot, and that's stopped by Hellebuck with the glove, and he'll hold the puck. Toss to help out, a shot from the high slot by Sherratt, turned wide by Crawford, and Andrew Kopp is knocked into Crawford, and Little for the Jets moves it in over the Hawk line. Nick Batan put it in front, and unbelievable save by Crawford on a point-blank chance by Matthew Perreault. Crawford was leaning on the left post, the pass came across the crease, and he flew across and just took a goal away from Perreault. That's the save of the game for the Hawks. Panarin to a loose puck down the left wing, gave it to Kane, he should just score!
Just jinxed him.
That was Panarin from the left circle over to Kane in the right circle, and Kane snaps it past Connor Hellebuck, and with that goal, Patrick Kane passes Tony Amonte for sixth all-time in scoring, goal scoring in Chicago Blackhawks history, and he also becomes the leading scoring American-born goal scorer in the Blackhawks' history. So congratulations to Patrick Kane. Steelers took it back at the left point now. Moves it to the left wing boards line. A to Enstrom, left point. Shoot, save, rebound, score! Right on the doorstep was Brian Little, who was able to grab a loose puck beside Corey Crawford, go from his backhand to his forehand, and put it into the Hawks' net. That's his third goal this season against the Hawks, and the Jets have tied it at one. Got it back at the line again. Carries into the right wing circle, then to the right half boards. Send it to Panarin, left circle, one-timer, save, rebound, score! Artem Anisimov at the top of the crease. He would not be denied. He had Tobias Enstrom trying to defend him there, and Anisimov just freed himself from that check, found a loose puck, and put it into the top shelf, and the Hawks lead again at 2-1. Ehlers to center ice to Wheeler over the Hawk line down the right wing, shoots, and Crawford down with a butterfly save. Ehlers on the far side tried to get a shot away. Seabrook laid down on the ice to block it. Now Scheifele with a chance in front of the Hawk net, deflects it wide, and then Wheeler fires from the left circle. That deflects on top of the goal line. Seabrook pulled it off of the line with a defensive gem of the game. Deflects over to Taves. Quick clearing attempt to Schmaltz over the Jets line. Left wing drop pass. Taves moves in, shoots, and Hellebuck is down with a butterfly save. He'll hold the puck. Shot by Keith. He scores from the left point of the Jet zone. Duncan Keith just wound up and hammered it past Hellebuck, and the Hawks get a little insurance with the fifth goal in the season from Duncan Keith. It's 3-1 Hawks. It's knocked away by Crawford to Marian Hossa. Long shot from the Hawks. Oh, he scores! Marian Hossa with an empty net goal, and the Blackhawks now lead the Jets 4-1. And for Marian Hossa, his goal is also the Hawks' first shorthanded goal on the season. It went into an empty net, but who cares? 4-1 Hawks with 1:51 left in the third. Stafford got it to Lowry near the left point, to Enstrom at the line in the deep slot, to Trouba right circle. Shoots, redirected it on goal. Turn wide by Crawford, rebound, Lowry shoots and scores. It's a power play goal for the Jets, and they get one back with 1:11 left in the third. The Hawks lead 4-2. Wheeler tried to hit Dustin Byfuglien with a pass into the zone. Taken away by Panarin from the Jets line. He shoots and scores. An empty net goal, and that will put this one away. The Blackhawks will finally beat the Winnipeg Jets this season. Right now, they lead 5-2 with 15 seconds left in the hockey game. Matan chips the puck down the boards with 2 seconds. One, there's the horn, and the Blackhawks beat the Winnipeg Jets 5-2 here in Winnipeg. The season series was won by the Jets long ago, but the Blackhawks will salvage a win out of the season series. And with the win, the Blackhawks now improve their record to 34 wins against 17 losses and 5 overtime or shootout losses. And this is a tough loss for the Jets. They were already 6 points out of the last playoff spot coming into this game. They're now 25, 28, and 4.